Yes. Dear guest of this seminar, international and national students, staff members, and ladies and gentlemen. So as Elina said, I have the pleasant task to give this small closing talk reflecting this seminar and the meaning of organizing this Finnish gym launch event from the point of view of our faculty. As some of you might already know, this is the sixth time we are organizing this seminar. And as a dean of the faculty, I could not be more proud and grateful to our staff and student members who have done a great job and worked very devotedly to set up this high-quality event once again. I also want to thank you all, participants of the roundtable discussion. I also enjoyed very much listening to your wise views and the perspectives you had, and I make a lot of notes trying to write down the wisdom that you shared. There were so many things that interested me. For example, I was thinking about the concept of global citizenship, what are the skills, knowledge and attitudes included in it, and how can we enhance it in university courses. I was thrilled about the concept of sustainable mental setup, because so much is relates to the attitude change in all levels. I was wondering about the idea of going beyond curriculum, what all does that mean, and interested about the idea of using new technologies to build collaboration worldwide and to create kind of new pedagogies in global education field. Relating to this report, I picked up what we have to strategize, we have to thematize, we have to prioritize, we have to conceptualize in order to proceed with these ambitious goals. And eventually I was very encouraged about the idea of going with small steps, kind of, because these are so huge issues. But when I reflected this UNESCO report and the goals for sustainable development, the meaning and role of education came beyond compare, as we have heard so many times today. Education stands out as the most powerful instrument to bring about true changes and to fight back and conquer, hopefully conquer eventually, the global threats we are worldwide facing. And this is the case when we think of any of the 17 target areas of this SDG 2030 agenda. Yesterday, one very distinguished visitor we were lucky to have this week in our faculty, Dr. Ahmed, the Dean of College of Education from the University of Qatar, said an important thing about education that touched my heart. He said that education is a message that you have received yourself and that you have the opportunity to pass on to others. In my thinking, we who have been educated in Finland have been privileged relating to this education message given to us. This message is and has been of very high quality. It has been given to all of us and for free. Hence, it is definitely our duty to pass it forward also globally. And what is especially tempting in this education message process is that it is never a one-way delivery. When passing on your message, you always end up receiving and learning yourself, learning about the world, about others and yourself, and about the meaning of education. Organizing this SDG seminar is also one way that our faculty is taking part in this message exchange process. The seminar is an event that we do and organize with our students and also for our students. It is of critical importance that our students and, of course, that our staff are well aware of educational issues also from a global perspective. One very crucial matter that helps us to be more globally aware and informed is the two international master programs that we have in our faculty. we can't be too proud of having you international students studying with us and giving and sharing with us the insight you have about the current trends and critical matters in the field of education. This SDG seminar links very tightly to internationalization. We all know that becoming more and more international is a big issue everywhere, in business and also in science and in the field of education all over the world. But sometimes I think that the angle from which we are looking and defining internationalization in our strategies and action plans in university is, however, a bit too narrow. International publishing, attending to international conferences, and getting research funding from international sources are highly valued, as well as hiring staff from foreign universities. These are, of course, essential elements and important things that we have to accomplish. However, we must also stress the issue of global responsibility and make plans on how to concretely promote these issues in a determined and target-oriented way. I do know that there is a lot of work that our university and faculty needs to do in this respect. Yet I was very satisfied when in 2015 we received recognition from our Ministry of Education and Culture about reporting the promotion of global responsibility issues. Actually, it turned out that we were the only university in Finland who had included this global responsibility in the internationalization strategy report. But from the strategy report, we have to proceed to concrete actions. In the roundtable discussions, we heard many ideas and concrete actions that can be taken in universities and in other institutions to proceed towards achieving this SDG agenda. Here in our faculty, for example, our great Elina Adjunct Professor Elina Lehtomäki has started with our students a project where they develop and cooperatively collect concrete ideas on how to promote these sustainable developmental goals in our faculty. One obvious issue is that we can do, for example, in our faculty is to ensure that we have enough these important topics in our curriculum. I just heard from an expert working in CMI, the Crisis Management Initiative, the organization founded by our former president, Martti Ahtisaari, that globally over 40 billion euros per day is invested in various military activities. With this amount of money, over 100,000 negotiations could be arranged. And of course, the evidence clearly shows that these kind of negotiations are far more profitable in solving conflicts and in building peace than any hostile operations ever. So one thing that we as universities can and should do is to take care that we educate people who have the preparedness, skills and the mindset to negotiate and search constructive ways to deal with conflicts and work with people from different cultures and backgrounds. It is important that this is the core element, core educational message that we pass on to forthcoming teachers and experts in the field of education. So with this word, I close this. This is not closing the whole seminar, it's only closing this launching event, and I hope you all a very rewarding seminar this evening and tomorrow, and I thank again all of you in the roundtable discussions and all the organizers. Thank you.